I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother Doug. Good day, all you hosers. Opens now.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Gary Hoey here.
Gary Hoey? Merry Christmas, Gary Hoey.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
It's good to talk to you again. How's everything?
You too. It's great to hear you. Things are awesome. Doing really well, thanks.
Yeah, this is your time of year. You are Mr. Christmas, aren't you?
Pretty much at this point.
Well, cool, man. We got the new song from it. We're going to experience that today. And then, you know, I was talking about getting to interview you again here today to a friend yesterday. And they're like, what's the chances? And I know it's probably extremely remote. But he's like, what's the chances that Mr. Christmas, the guitar god of Christmas, Gary Hoey, actually got his first guitar on Christmas morning when he was just a little kid? Is that true? Is it possible that's true?
Actually, not on Christmas. I ended up getting a guitar when I was about 14. It wasn't on Christmas Day, but I did get like a new guitar on Christmas Day that I really wanted. You know, when I had my cheap little Beater guitar, and then I was praying to get like a real, you know, Gibson Les Paul.
Uh-huh.
So I did one Christmas get like the guitar of my dreams.
That's cool. Do you still have that that childhood guitar?
I do. I still have it, man. So from when I was a teenager, I have my black Beauty. I still have it.
Wow, that's cool. Now, is that something you rarely touch due to its age, or you still play it on the regular?
I still do. I don't take it on the road anymore, but yeah. I posted a picture on my Instagram not that long ago with it, and you know, they don't make them like they used to, so yeah. it's still like plays beautiful and it sounds amazing. It's a 1974, you know.
Wow, what's that? Do you even have any idea what that's worth nowadays? It's got to be expensive, huh?
It's probably worth a lot of money now, and especially because it's mine.
Right? Yeah, it's been worked by the man.
That adds at least $20 to it.
Well, let's back up to it. I'm kind of shocked to hear, because I don't think I've ever asked you when you started playing guitar. But you were 14 years old when you started playing. That's really amazing. I thought you'd be kind of like a childhood prodigy with the skills you bring to the guitar table.
You know what? I didn't really get into it much before that. My brother gave me a guitar when I was like 7, you know, but he just said, if you don't learn how to play it, I'm taking it back. And I really didn't learn how to play it at that point. I think I was just too young. But when I was 14, my sister was dating a guy that played the guitar, and he showed me some chords, but bro, I got obsessed so quickly. You know, by the time I was 15 and 16, I was just playing nonstop. And so I kind of accelerated, by just putting so much time into it.
So you're 24/7 pretty much on that guitar, huh?
I was and by the time I was 17 and 18, I mean, literally I was playing 8 to 10 hours a day. My mom was, she's like, you got to get a job.
You bum.
Yeah,
that's funny. That's a common theme with a bunch of great guitarists. I remember I had a buddy that lives in New York and knew Steve Vai, and he dated his sister. And he's like, man, that kid always had his guitar on his back, always.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's like the more you put into it, I always say that it doesn't matter how many years you play, it's how many hours you put in. I still wake up every morning about 7 a.m. I grab a cup of coffee. And I grab my guitar. You know, I have one sitting next to the couch in the living room, and I still wake up and I still practice every morning when I get up. And it's like a ritual, you know, that I do.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, see, that was going to lead me into my question for advice. You got kids waking up all over the country Christmas morning with new guitars. How do you get good? So it's just be obsession and just be consistent, huh?
I think it is, man. You know, I think if you have the love for it, if you have the passion for it, and you really want to do it, it's really about putting in the hours. You know, I've seen people try and then they get frustrated. But even if you just play like 15, 20 minutes a day, it's better than playing 3 hours on a Saturday. You know, you're better off playing a little bit every day, you know, and whether you're doing, you know, you're just sitting there doing some exercises, or you're playing like, you know, like a blues thing, or like, you know. You know, you can play a blues lick or whatever. But just make sure you're keeping your fingers moving.
Just keep it consistent. That's great. No, it's good advice, man. Good. Like I said, by, you know, within a year or so, you're already starting to rip it up as a kid, huh? 15, 16, you were dialed in?
Yeah, I was in a band then, and I, you know, was playing in a band through my teens. And then by the time I was like 19, 20, I had worked my last day job when I was 19, and I started playing in clubs, and I haven't punched a time clock since I was 19 years old.
Well, good for you, dude. That's a badge right there to wear with honor.
For sure. I mean, I had some rough years. Don't get me wrong. I was making about $150 a week, but I just wanted to be a musician, you know. Just wanted to be a professional musician. And, you know, we had the rough years, too, of trying to make it. But I just kept doing it. And I think that's probably how I made a name is I just, you know, I wouldn't stop trying. I wouldn't stop pushing, you know.
That is cool. Well, we're going to jump into the new song, the newest Christmas edition to the Gary Hoey catalog. The Nutcracker. It's one of those things too. It's like all these Christmas songs, like I don't really know the titles to them, but then like I hear the songs like, oh geez, I know that one. And the Nutcracker is pretty infamous, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've always thought the music was cool to the play, you know, the Nutcracker's ballet, the suite, and Tchaikovsky, you know, an amazing composer. And, it was like the first time I ever heard that melody, you know, that it has like a haunting.
Yeah.
You know, but I wanted to give it that kind of. You know, give it like a Ronnie James Dio kind of feel, you know?
Yeah. That was what I was going to ask you. Like, so when you do rebuild these Christmas songs, yeah, do you start with just a simple riff and then you add to it? Are you constantly building this thing or how does it come together? Because it's so layered.
Well, I try to think of a treatment. You know, I try to think of like how I can either produce it, you know, what kind of production I want to make. Like when I did the first Noel, I was thinking of the first Boston album, you know, like Tom Scholz and the lush guitars and the acoustics mixed with electrics. If you listen to my version of the first Noel, it kind of sounds like the first Boston album. And when I was doing the Nutcracker, I was thinking like, what kind of groove could I make it to give it like a rock feel? And then I started just building the guitars and the melodies. And I actually learned the whole piano part so I could transpose it from piano to guitar. And I play a little piano. I play enough to kind of fake through it. And then I started thinking about like Brian May, you know, one of my idols on the guitar, and the way he would harmonize guitars. And so if you listen in the middle, when it kind of breaks down and it's just all guitars, it's definitely a Brian May Queen kind of a sound. So that's what I do. I get sort of a vision in my head of, you know, how I'm going to produce the track. Cause I'm a producer, you know, I'm an engineer. I have a studio. And I just started layering the tracks, and that song I've been working on literally for 2 years. And, I played all the instruments on it myself. I didn't have anybody else playing on it because I was just building it myself and, played everything. And it took a while to get it to where it's at now. It really did.
Wow. So 2 year process.
Yes. 2 years. And I mean, I don't know if it could have been shorter. It didn't have to take 2 years, but I just kind of started working on it, and then I left it alone. Then I went back to it, and it wasn't the way I wanted it. I wasn't happy with it, so I kept kind of redoing it a little bit and re-changing things and changing the arrangement. I changed the arrangement a bunch of times. And then I always add in some of my own, you know, I always add in some of my own flair, like in the middle of it, like it goes like. Like that whole riff section I put in there, that wasn't really in the original. So I wanted to add some new sections to it. So yeah. Sometimes it takes me a while to get it, you know, where I want it.
That's so funny. Most people don't realize exactly how long it can take to build one of these songs. They're like, oh, it's a 3 minute guitar song. How long could that take? 2 years. And it's a song that obviously you started with a bass. So you kind of had a rough start to it. So it's just amazing the process. People don't understand that. People don't understand what it goes behind making beer and stuff. They just, people have no idea that some of these amazing things take an amazing amount of time to get done, huh?
Absolutely. It can take time, you know, especially if you don't get the vision right away. You got to kind of put it down for a second, then come back to it. And, you know, I probably could have rushed it out in a year, but I was kind of waiting. And then I hadn't released any new Christmas music in a long time. And I had a bunch of songs that I've been recording, you know, that I have probably 4 or 5 songs recorded right now, but I wasn't ready to put a full album out, and I didn't want to do like an EP, a smaller version of an album. So I'm like, you know, I'm just going to put out the single for now. And then next year I'll have a brand new Christmas album with, you know, a full listing of songs.
Gary Hoey's The Nutcracker. Hey, what about Christmas movies? You have a favorite, like Gary Hoey Christmas movies. You got a couple favorites that stand out you watch every year?
Yes, absolutely. I love The Christmas Story. You know, that movie is
that's really on funny. My list. Yep.
Sticks his tongue on the pole. It's just so hilarious. That movie, I definitely, you know, you'll poke your eye out. I mean, everyone relates to that one, a BB gun. I love that movie. Obviously, The Grinch, you know, I love The Grinch movie. You know, all of them. There's a
few. Do you go the original, like the cartoon, or do you watch the Jim Carrey one with Taylor Munson?
I actually like the original because when I did my version of You're Me One, Mr. Grinch, I was actually watching the original. I had a VHS tape, and I didn't have any sheet music. I didn't have an album of the music, and I just remember hearing that you know, that riff. And I started going. And I started playing like this heavy Metallica, you know, kind of Pantera thing. And then I went into the melody. And I just thought, okay, this is cool. I'm going to create my own version of the Grinch. But then, you know, the other versions came out, and I think they're all great. The Jim Carrey version, the animated one as well. There's another one that's animated that I just saw the last couple of years. I also like Deck the Halls with Danny DeVito. Not just because I got a song in that movie, but which I did, but which was really exciting. But I love how the neighbors are fighting to see who has more lights on their house, and it's a competition to see if they can see the lights from space. You know,
yeah.
There's always a guy in the neighborhood that's just going crazy with the Christmas lights, and I just thought that movie was so funny because they're having a war to see who has the most Christmas lights, and I love watching that one.
Plus, Danny DeVito, he's the man.
Yes, he is
the man.
So funny, and that's another one I always watch.
Yeah, Christmas Story is always on my list. The Christmas Vacation, I love. Cousin Eddie is the man too.
What's the other one with Jimmy Stewart?
Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life, exactly. You got to watch that one too. That's a great movie.
Now, what about, since you are the go-to guy for Christmas? There's other movies that are kind of lumped into Christmas movies, and people throw flags saying, "No, that's not a Christmas movie," even though it's like. Has a Christmas theme, maybe. So we're going to let you be the final judge and jury on some of these things. The movie Gremlins, Gary, is that a Christmas movie?
I don't know, man. The Gremlins, I'm not feeling that one for Christmas, but it's a fun movie.
Right? I mean, doesn't someone get killed under the Christmas tree? That's not very Christmassy.
Which one?
I think someone gets killed under the Christmas tree on the Gremlins, right?
Yes. Yeah, I guess you could watch it around Christmas, I guess.
Another one is a stretch because it's set around Christmas. Lethal Weapon. I don't know. Lethal Weapon, Christmas movie or not, Gary?
I'm not feeling it, man.
Right? I mean, they do good and everything, and granted, it takes place around the holidays, but no. All right, Home Alone. Interesting.
Home Alone, definitely. That one, I would say, is absolutely a holiday fun time movie, you know, because they're heading out around the holiday time. And my wife actually worked on that movie when we were living in Hollywood.
Really?
She was working with a producer who produced Home Alone. So I kind of have a connection to that movie, and, you know, we got to meet Macaulay Culkin and stuff. So the fact that my wife actually worked on the movie, I feel like I got to say yes for that.
Okay. Home Alone is, Lethal Weapon not, Gremlins not. Another very controversial one, Die Hard.
It's not a Christmas movie to me. I think it's more of an adventure flick, but I'm not feeling Christmas.
See, the fact that it's set at a Christmas party, I don't know. I'm on the fence on that one. Like I said, Lethal Weapon's a bit of a stretch, but the ho, 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 yeah. I have a machine gun, you know, that whole thing. And they play that Run DMC Christmas song to start things off. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I could see watching it, you know, with the kids, maybe as one of the movies to watch over the Christmas week or something, just to you know, to watch something cool. I could see it. Yeah, so I think I'll give that one a nod.
Bad Santa, Christmas movie or not, Gary?
You know, I guess it technically is a Christmas movie, but that one's pretty brutal, man.
So horrible, right?
I watched a bit of that one before, and my wife won't let me play that when the kids are around.
I bet. All right. So no.
I'm gonna say no on that one.
No, a hard pass on Bad Santa. And then a very interesting one as well. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Reindeer Games with Charlize Theron, Ben Affleck, a bunch of Santa Clauses, rob a casino. Have you seen that?
You know what? I have. I have seen that one. You know, I think it's a Christmas movie, but I wouldn't say it's a family Christmas movie.
It's a good point. But you know, it has to be watched at Christmas. Three words, Charlize Theron's boobies.
Yep.
That's exactly. Right there. I mean, Merry Christmas to everybody on that one, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, and I think I just came up with next year's new song, Charlize Theron's boobies. Can you write one?
I'll work on it. It might take me a couple of years.
It might take a couple of years. Oh, that's great. Oh, hey, you're doing the guitar giveaway on the website this year too. Still doing that?
Yes. We're doing a guitar giveaway on Christmas Day. It's our 60th annual guitar giveaway. And all people have to do is go to GaryHoey.com. If they join the newsletter, they'll automatically be entered to win. And if they're already in it, then on the list, then they'll be entered automatically. And then on Christmas Day, we'll shoot them an email. And I have a nice red metal flake guitar I'm ready to send out, autographed.
That is cool. A little Gary Hoey Claus comes to the rescue again. Well, that's great, yeah, man. And you know, like I said, hopefully we empowered some kids who get a guitar for Christmas here today, and then they start playing like you, and the guitar lives on forever and ever and ever.
Exactly. I mean, I've been doing it for 15 years, and we always ask everybody, send us a picture of you playing the guitar, and you know who, whether they gave it to their son or their daughter and stuff. And we've had a lot of people that have really got excited about playing, or they just started playing because they won the guitar. So I think we're keeping that music and the cheer going for Christmas.
That is awesome, Gary. Hey, well, man, I appreciate your time. I appreciate what you bring to the holiday. Have a Merry Christmas, man.
You too, brother. I really always appreciate talking to you, and I want to say thank you so much, and I wish you a happy holiday, and all your listeners have a great, safe holiday, bro. Appreciate you.